Chris Hardwick here, and today's Xfinity X1 challenge is all about in-home Wi-Fi. So we asked real people how reliable their Wi-Fi is throughout their home.
Sometimes I have it, and sometimes I don't.
And what happens when all your devices are going at once?
We can't all use our stuff at the same time.
It drops out a lot.
So we put Xfinity Internet to the test by connecting entire families to the same network on multiple devices at once.
I'm pretty impressed that it's able to hold up like this.
I want to switch.
Xfinity delivers the fastest download speed available and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Take the Xfinity X1 challenge and see for yourself.
Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T just doesn't compare. Learn more or get started with Performance Starter 10 megabits per second internet from Comcast for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment to equable paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 6/30/17. Restrictions apply. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change after promo regular rate supply. Wi-Fi claim based on fastest available download speed and router on 5 gigahertz band.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We did this.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
He doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you too. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home for Game 5 at the Allstate Arena tomorrow. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs start a 3-game set in St. Louis tonight against the division-leading Cardinals. Addison Russell sits for the second straight game. He's been struggling with a sore right shoulder. Eddie Butler makes his Cubs debut against Mike Leake. Chris Bryant was on Bernstein and Goff and said there's nothing special about the series against the Cardinals. They're just another team.
I try not to look at any team as just a rivalry, you know, try to get myself super pumped up for a game because, you know, I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Mark Grody's pregame on The Score starts at 6:40 tonight. Miguel Gonzalez will try and stop the White Sox 5-game slide tonight against Jolys Chacin and the woeful San Diego Padres at 7:10. Tim Anderson out for the series. He's attending the funeral of his close friend Brandon Moss. Leury Garcia is going to lead off and play shortstop tonight. Bears rookie minicamp started today, and Mitch Trubisky mentioned what his goals are for the weekend.
Digesting the playbook, trying to learn as much as I can in a short amount of time, and then just come out here and go over the scripts and and execute. It's all about controlling the huddle, one play at a time, and knowing my assignment, knowing my progression, where I got to go with the ball. So it's my job to run the offense and make sure everything goes smoothly.
NBA, the Celtics will try and close out the Wizards tonight in D.C. The home teams won every game in the series and by an average of 18 points. Kawhi Leonard is expected to play in Game 1 Sunday against the Warriors after sitting out Game 6 against the Rockets with an ankle injury. NHL, the Western Conference Finals start tonight. Nashville Predators are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. Round 2, the Players' Championship, Louis Oosthuizen leads at 8-under, 3 tied, 1 stroke back, Kyle Stanley, J.B. Holmes, and Vijay Singh. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ziegler Alfa Romeo of Schaumburg. Breathtaking performance. See you around. Julia, ciao. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune in to the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 640 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is fun. Fung is winning. Winning is fun.
Mundane sports achievements.
I played 4 years at Polk High. Touchdown Bundy, they used to call me. Made All-City back in 66. 4 touchdowns. And I'm not talking the whole year. 1 game.
Mundane sports achievements.
Every place I go, they're always asking me about Jordan Lynch. He's been involved in all the drill work. He's watched a lot of film, and he's done everything we've asked of. It's been impressive.
Mundane sports achievements.
Kyle Orton's an amazing quarterback. He just comes in and moves your football team.
Mundane sports achievements.
Joey Chestnut retains the Mustard belt. He is the champion.
The passion is raw, but the hot dogs are cooked. That's the most amazing competitive eating contest I have ever seen.
Mundane sports achievements.
All right, let's do this. I usually try to read a submission just to kind of get everybody in the mood, let people know what the idea is of this on Friday.
Is there
Friday
too much
fun
sauce already on the phone lines? Is that why you'll skip it? Oh, I thought you were saying you were going to skip it.
No. Just trying to let people understand what we're doing here. Here's an example of what we're talking about. And this is from Dave, who says, 30 years ago, living in a multi-building apartment complex, and anyone who came to visit had to wind their way to the back of the massive complex and pass the basketball and tennis courts to get to my building. So one evening, I was growing impatient, waiting for my girlfriend, so I walked up to the front of the complex to wait. My plan was to keep my eyes open, flag her down by the basketball courts as she entered, and it was later, and I found a small kid's basketball, started to shoot some one-handed shots, and just as I started shooting, I noticed her car coming down the road. And she got closer, and I started jumping up and down and waving my arms to get her attention. And she didn't see because she was absorbed by her bad music and cigarette. Yeah, sounds lovely. I figured my next best option is to throw the basketball at her car, hoping I hit the car and get her attention. So I launched the ball, just trying to throw the ball to where the car is headed. And as it sailed, it looked on target. I thought, I'll get her attention. 75 feet in the air, right through her half-rolled-down driver's side window, hitting her squarely in the face, knocking the cigarette out of her mouth. Well, she noticed me, but she could not accept my brilliant shot for what it was.
Oh, it's going to be hard to sell that to
her. Yeah, I get that, but nice shot. This is Ian on The Score on Friday Fung. Hi, Ian.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Let me take you off speaker here.
Okay,
sorry about
you.
That. Okay, so mine is hitting the dunk tank 3 times at my 5th grade school fair. But the thing that was remarkable about it was that the person in the dunk tank was my young and pretty cute gym teacher. And after I hit it the first time, she emerged from the dunk tank with her bikini bottom somewhat askew. I'll leave it at that.
Wow. Nicely done.
It let me see something in real life that I hadn't seen before.
Oh.
My pupils became pinpoints. I developed the laser focus of a bomb disposal technician, and without averting my gaze, I hit the target 2 more times. I'm convinced that this experience completely changed.
Where'd he go?
You got snipped?
I'm not sure. We're,
you got nipped.
Maybe Tanny was concerned about where that was heading, but I thought that was very, very artfully described.
Yeah, got a glance.
Intriguingly.
At the dunk tank.
In DeMont, Indiana, it is Vince. He's on The Score. Hello, Vince.
Hey, how you doing, boys? Good show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, mine isn't as good as that one. I think I'd trade it, but right now, we would flip the pens up in the air when I was a manager at a retail establishment, and we all caught them in our front pockets. And so to up the ante, I decided to flip it up in the air and catch it in my back pants pocket, thinking there was no chance it would happen. It slid down the back of my shirt, went right in the back of the pants pocket, and I said, okay, boys, that's it. No one else can top that. They tried it again for six more months, and nobody even came close. So that was my brush with greatness. Of course, my dry cleaning bills were a little bit out of control, and my wife couldn't figure out why the front of my pants and the back of my pants and my shirts all had ink stains. I said, well, these pens are really bad. I didn't tell her that I was screwing around at work and not doing what I was supposed to do, and I was flipping pens instead of taking care of the customer.
Well, put the cap on the pen, then. I thought you were going to say, I caught it in my crack!
That's easier. That's not a mundane sport. It's achievement. You can do that pretty easily.
Show me.
Oh, dude, cool.
You think it's that easy?
Brandon?
Kevin is in Loda, Illinois, and is on the score.
Yeah, guys, I was on my dad's hog farm, 16 years old. I was cleaning out a hog barn, and so I have a pitchfork.
Wait, what kind of farm was it?
Hog.
A hog farm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Like being over at Big City Tap around 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I see a mouse on the far wall. It was on a little, like on a 4x4 running across. And since I have a pitchfork in my hand, I have to throw it, right? I'm about 30 feet away. And if your younger listeners want to listen to this, but I threw the pitchfork and it went in one eye and came out his cheek.
Ooh, okay, it's a little specific, but you
killed a man.
That's not a man; it's a mouse.
Oh, a mouse.
It wasn't a man.
Okay, I thought you were talking about a dude.
Right. He killed Shu. Dan in Westtown writes, I was a cheerleader in Illinois in college, and every year the basketball teams would play at the United Center in December. My senior year, 2006, my parents were able to get tickets to the last row, right in front of the luxury boxes of Section 118. During the game, one of the timeouts we had to fill was the T-shirt toss. I was a high school pitcher. I always like to show off my arm. And after randomly tossing a few shirts as high into the arena as possible, I spotted my parents waving at me in their seats amidst the sellout crowd. At this point, I'm standing on the small Bulls head logo by the free throw line elbow, maybe 100 feet away. I pointed at my dad and fired it toward him in the mass of people. He didn't even have to take a step. The shirt hit him in the hands. And he caught it easily. The highlight of my cheerleading career, a feat made in a full arena, but only seen and appreciated by three people. And he included a picture that was taken afterwards to prove the veracity of the mundane sports
achievements. Yeah, from here on out, we're going to need picture proof of all of your stories.
I don't need the dead mouse, though. This is Terry on the score. Hello, Terry.
Hey, boys, big fan.
Thank you.
This was about 8 years ago in college. It was around 4:20 p.m., and I was sitting watching TV with some of my buddies.
There you go.
And we, as we're sitting there, nobody wants to get up, and there's a fly that lands on the TV screen. This was a big spitball phase for me. So about 15, 20 feet away, one shot, hit the fly, knocked off the TV, saved the day.
Nice.
What kind of concussed flies were in your dorm room that they couldn't?
Contact high, probably.
Yeah.
If a fly,
probably right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fly's just trying to get himself a Cheeto or something. He's like, all right, I'm going to fly over to the screen, get some love, and you killed him.
Here's Keith next on the score. Hello, Keith.
Hey, gentlemen. Mine is completely mundane but enjoyable. We were playing Frisbee at a family party, and my brother says, you know, I'm going to go along. And so I launched it probably 35 yards. It goes over his head, hits the street, and get sucked into the rim of a passing car. And the car didn't even stop. So it's, once again, mundane, but also sad, because I lost my Frisbee.
And just the way it went.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That sucks.
But to get it away. Yeah,
I mean, that's dying, a Frisbee dying an honorable death there, right, if you're going to go out like that.
I had a similar story that didn't end as humorous. I threw a stick from, like, maybe 20 yards away
into somebody's bike.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's not gonna get in there, so I'm just messing around throwing a javelin style.
Mm-hmm.
And kid flipped over and knocked out a front tooth.
It's ouch.
Yeah.
And so, you were like, what happened?
Sorry, Lindos.
In Milwaukee, it's Terry on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
I'm an avid pool player. About 22 years ago, we're celebrating my 9-year-old son's hockey team championship out of Highland Park, Illinois. We go out to the place Sluggers out by the mall in Vernon Hills, and I'm playing another dad in pool. He goes, oh, I hear you're pretty good. I said, I'll blow you up.
So,
that's a way to set the tone there, yeah. Brother.
Absolutely. So, I let him break. He broke. He didn't make a ball. I ran all seven balls off the table, and I had nothing but a bank shot, except there was a line of balls of his. The shot doesn't go. I called the bank shot anyway. I put extreme bottom English on the cue ball and hit it as hard as I could. The object ball hit the rail and hopped over about four balls, dead center pocket. I threw the cue on the table and said, don't ever bet against me, like I meant to do that.
Damn, Terry. That's how you tell a story right there.
Yeah, he had the gusto behind it, too. Yeah, but that sounds like skilled achievement, though.
Because
if you're a badass and you've been kicking ass in at pool and calling out people as soon as they meet you, but that's pretty cool.
I got kicked out of that Sluggers.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing, being too rowdy?
No,
Capitol Hill bong over to Sluggers?
I was playing baseball competitively at the time, and I just bought a new infielder's mitt. It was a really nice Heart of the Hide Pro Rawlings $225 glove, and I wanted to break it in the right way. So I went into the fast batting cage and just was catching balls, catching at different angles, catching in different parts of the glove, you know, pop, 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 just trying to build a pocket, right? Instead of hitting, I was breaking it in. It's a batting cage, not a fielding cage. Our insurance policies aren't going to cover that. I said, I understand that. I'll waive my rights. I will sign away anything. This is the only place I can get this kind of velocity.
Balls hit you in the face.
Right. I said, I waive my right. I said, this constitutes an oral contract. If you want me to sign something, I will sign something. I promise if I take one off the face, I won't do it. No, get out of here. Fine, I'll get out of here. And I didn't. And I went back in and did a couple more rounds and finally just said, you know, get out of here.
Could have had you arrested.
Yeah, he kicked me out.
He told you to leave. You didn't leave.
I know, but I just wanted to break the glove in.
Felon.
Coal City, this should be good. It's not only is it Coal City, it's a Bob in Coal City.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, back in the day when I was on a 16-inch softball league, after the games, me and the boys, we'd go tip a few and, you know, have some, eat, you know, tip a few beers and have some food at the tavern that sponsored our team. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I didn't have that very good of a night at the plate. I was like 0-4, so I was getting razzed by one of the guys that was probably, he must have been at least 20 feet away from me in the bar. I had just ordered a burger, and the waitress just dropped his drinks off. He had like a tall glass, a big drink. So I took one of those Heinz ketchup packets, I opened it, and I threw it at him. And as it fluttered through the air, it sprayed a couple of the guy's girlfriend.
Oh,
no. It landed right inside his drink, which was an unbelievable shot.
Nope. And then you guys fought to the death.
Right. And you still were 0-4. This segment is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. We'll take a brief timeout, and we will do more of these Friday Fung mundane sports achievements on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Hum by Verizon, technology that connects you to your car. UFC President Dana White came on my program yesterday to talk UFC 211 tomorrow night from Dallas. And once we did that, the conversation inevitably turned to McGregor v. Mayweather. Generally, there is almost no action or progress to talk about regarding that fight, at least until now. Dana admitted yesterday that he is ready to move on if a deal is not reached soon. And by soon, he means on Sunday.
I plan on having this thing locked up by this Sunday and then moving on to Team Mayweather and starting to negotiate with them.
I can see exactly where Dana White's coming from. He said that he would not stand in the way of a fight like this, but if it's going to happen, get it done already. He himself said he would never stand in the way of Conor McGregor getting this fight, but enough already. Make it happen or keep moving. I'm Jim Rome.
Treat mom to a new outdoor look this spring. Northwest Metalcraft is your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues, and is proudly celebrating its 70th year in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Dropstone, Woodard, Kingsley, Bate, and more. and over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Bromaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, May 13th, between 11 and 3, and check out our Solaire and Komodo Joe grills. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off of your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through May 22nd. The first 20 moms who come in Saturday receive a free cookbook. Northwest Metal Crafts is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm is on now. We told you before that they had to move out what was in stock to get the new stuff in. Well, they've done it. It's the latest and greatest in sleep technology that is now available to you. The sleep experts helping you find your perfect mattress with savings up to $1,000 store-wide on brands like Beautyrest, Serta, Hampton & Rhodes, and more. Queen sets starting as low as $179.99. You can sleep interest-free for 5 years, and that might be the best reason to make sure you don't leave Mattress Firm without at least trying the adjustable base. Let them show you what it can do because it's worth it. Maybe you binge-watch TV in bed. Maybe you read there or work on your laptop. You can configure the mattress for whatever you need. And right now, you can save up to $400 on select adjustable bases and get up to 2 free pillows. The tech reveals. This is what we're talking about, but the new stuff, the Beautyrest Black Hybrid Multi-Touch Memory Foam Mattress, individually pocketed coils. That's comfort and superior support. And the Serta Eye Comfort Temp Touch. As the weather heats up, you might want to think about a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology that helps you sleep in cool comfort at an unbeatable value. This is only at Mattress Firm. This is only at the Memorial Day sale that is going on now. So stop in this weekend. It's Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Next paint project, why settle for a new coat of paint? Try a new coat of armor. Glidden Diamond Paint and Primer at the Home Depot. Starting at only $23.98 a gallon. When put to the test, Glidden Diamond stood up to 2,500 scrubs. That's a lot of soccer balls, muddy pets, and fingerprints. And that's one tough coat. We're pouring more into paint with unbeatable prices on scrubbable Glidden Diamond paint and primer from only $23.98 a gallon at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. We're all about Chicago's teams. Our hosts are all Chicago guys. No, we're not in L.A. and we're not on the East Coast. We broadcast live right here from Chicago. And when Chicago sports news breaks, we break in with all the details. Keep streaming The Score for the best of Chicago sports talk. We're 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Rent-A-State.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
So, I got Carlos Baerga, Dante Bichette, and Luis Gonzalez. Who do you got? 1, 2, 3 coming up next. You can win $150 of Pappy's money right here on 820 The Score.
I got Juan Gonzalez.
right. We're doing Friday.
I got Glenn Allen Hill.
Mundane.
Juan Uribe.
No.
See, honestly, I'd like Juan Uribe, and Juan Uribe.
Thank you.
And I automatically win.
See, now that's what we're going to start to do.
Somebody help me now.
Help me sing.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but I like it, damn it. Someone come fill my pants.
Wilson needs somebody to help him sing because he's dead.
Quit yelling.
Oh, see? That's the kind of guy he is, though. That's the kind of person Tannehill is. He can get you all juiced up, take you to that moment, and drops your ass off the cliff with that.
Fabio ruins funk.
Splashes his money in. Now, that would be something if we had a celebrity death match with Farmio and Neil Funk.
Kevin is in Beverly.
No one would be worse for the wear, by the way.
On the score. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
So I was more on the receiving end of this mundane sports act, but in high school, I worked at Soldier Field, me, my brother, and two of my cousins. So we'd buy lunch for each other, and at the end of the day, when we were done parking cars, we'd head home towards Beverly. So we had Chinese food that day, and we get on the highway. My cousin and his brother are driving a purple S10 pickup, and me and my brother are in a Plymouth Breeze.
Oh, nice.
So we take off. They leave before us, and I'm doing like 70 miles an hour. I catch up to them, and I'm yelling at them out the window. They're in a lane over. My cousin reaches into the bag, grabs an egg roll and throws it across the lane, and it goes in my mouth, doing like 10 miles an hour. Yeah,
I don't believe you.
Everyone says that, but I'm telling you, I had a whole egg roll land in my mouth.
Well, now that you put it that way, I guess I believe you, Kevin.
doing like 70 miles an hour.
That's
We're on the honor system here, so let's put a little Chinese hot mustard on that, and then
good to go.
Yeah,
I had a whole egg roll in my mouth.
That's kill a man with that.
It's kind of that's kind of dangerous too. Like throwing things across the highway. If you're gonna be on the highway, do what everybody else does and shoot at each other.
Yeah, this is Chicago,
right,
people.
Exactly. Stop throwing egg rolls at people.
Sam in Silver Lake, Wisconsin, you are on the score.
Hey. So I'm like, as far as people who actually try, I'm probably the world's worst golfer. So I'll never hit a hole in one, but the best I ever did, I was teeing up my shot and I needed to hit it over a pond, and I hit the ball and it's a terrible shot. It's hooking left right away. It goes through a tree and something falls out of the tree, and I get up to the pond and I knocked a blackbird, killed it right out of the tree.
Ooh. If it's a red-winged blackbird, you're probably doing people a favor, because those things are jerks.
It was.
Those things are jerks. So
what's next? You got mosquitoes on your list and wasps, and now red-winged blackbirds.
Red-winged blackbirds are jerks.
Why?
They attack people.
Oh, I didn't know about
that. You get too close to a nest or something, and you know they've got that annoying call too, so they're just I don't need them either.
You're like Bob's.
Hello there. Albany Park Dan says, in college, my buddy and I were fishing at a little pond outside Champaign, and we didn't get a bite the entire time. We're packing up to leave, and my friend dumps out the leftover ice from the cooler, and out of frustration, I pick up an ice cube, and I throw it 30 yards in the direction of five floating ducks, and I hit one right in the butt as it was moving. And we started laughing, and the duck just gave out this, and kept on moving like nothing happened. It was a great way to end a boring day of fishing. Well, you're very easily entertained.
I was about to say, now we're getting to the torturing animals portion of Friday Fung.
All right, so we'll do an update, and then we'll finish. Oh, Tanny's pointing red. Do it. We'll do it now.
We'll do it live.
And to the death. Scott in Vernon Hills, you're on Friday Fung. Mundane sports achievements on the score.
All right, well, sorry this doesn't involve me getting beaten up in a bar or have something flying into my mouth at high speed. But here it goes. So, I'm cleaning the gutters of my house. This was a few falls ago. And I thought, God, this really sucks. So I have the idea to grab the leaf blower. And so I get up on the roof, and I'm just going to blow them out of the gutters, right? And
oh, boy.
I step in a little bit of black ice that I don't see. And you know what's coming next? Boom, I'm sliding down the roof. High speed. You know, I know what's happening. I know what's happening, but there's nothing I can do to stop it. And I'm going right towards the edge. And granted, this is only the one story part of my house. I hit the edge of the house, and then it becomes complete slow motion. I can see everything around me. I'm flying through the air. It seems like, you know, arms, legs flailing around. And I look below me, and I know I'm going to land on the brick patio. And I'm like, holy crap, this is really good. This is really going to hurt. I hit the patio into a squat, and I stand straight up. I landed on my feet, looking around.
And nothing broke?
You nailed the landing?
I nailed the landing. I throw my arms up like freaking Nadia Comaneci. I'm looking around going, oh, my God.
A little different body type, this? I'm sure.
Yeah, a little bit larger. Did anyone see this? I look around, and of course, I'm in my backyard. There's no one around.
Of course.
And I have to run into my house and just tell my wife, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, nothing hurt. It was unbelievable.
You know what happened, Scott? And I hate to say,
Scott, you've been dead for 7 years.
Exactly. This is like an M. Night Shyamalan outcome where you're actually dead, or you're going to be the guy in the Darwin Awards that ends up, you know, falling out of a second story window trying to put on his underpants.
There it is.
I'm certain that I've probably fused several vertebrae together. You know, it's probably why my back hurts quite a bit.
That's a good one. That's a hell of a call. I love the Nadia Comaneci reference.
Good job, everybody.
Yep, well done.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. It's all about the playoffs, and the Chicago Wolves have advanced to the second round. Be there as they return home tomorrow for Game 5 at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at $15. For playoff information, visit chicagowolves.com. The Cubs start a three-game set in St. Louis tonight against the division-leading Cardinals. Addison Russell sits for the second straight game. He's been struggling with a sore right shoulder. Eddie Butler makes his Cubs debut against Mike Leake. Chris Bryant was on with Bernstein and Goff and isn't happy with the team's play, but is sure that they're going to improve.
I mean, it is a little frustrating, you know, when you're not playing like we did last year. I mean, we went 25-6 to, you know, start the year last year, and that was crazy. Now we're not doing that, but we feel pretty average right now. We don't want to be that, so I think we're going to turn it around.
Mark Gurdy's pregame on the score starts at 6:40 tonight. Miguel Gonzalez will try and stop the White Sox 5-game slide against Yelise Chacin and the Padres tonight at 7:10. Bears rookie minicamp started today, and former Michigan quarterback and Jaguars running back Denard Robinson is among those trying out for the club this weekend. NBA, the Celtics will try and close out the Wizards tonight in D.C. Kawhi Leonard is expected to play in Game 1 Sunday against the Warriors after sitting out Game 6 against the Rockets with an ankle injury. NHL, the Western Conference Finals start tonight as the Predators are in Anaheim taking on the Ducks. Round 2 of the Players' Championship, J.B. Holmes leads at 9-under with one-stroke lead over Louis Oosthuizen and Kyle Stanley. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. The next game on the score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6:40 on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Art Van Furniture.
The tents are restocked and reloaded.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
This segment is brought to you by Global Granite and Marble. Time for new countertops. Let the experienced sales and design staff at Global Granite and Marble in Niles help you find the perfect stone for your project. Visit their website at globalgranite.com. And thank you, texters. The 920 says, damn, I wish I would have recorded this for my wife, who for years thinks I'm crazy about red-winged blackbirds attacking me. The 815 says, I am an environmental scientist and I hate red-winged blackbirds. They'll pick on egrets. They'll chase them for miles. I was chased by one around a large pond for 30 minutes while working. They do dive bomb. The 331, I got chased by red-winged blackbirds, swooped down and pecked at my head. Worst bird ever. And the 847, Dave from Palatine says, I'm a former mailman. You're so correct. They make their nests on the ground in shrubbery. And we've been attacked several times.
Huh. I did not know that. I've never been attacked by a bird.
And the only reason was when I was a little kid, my dad had a friend that was attacked and bloodied by one.
Yeah.
Like pecking at his head, pecking at his head, bleeding down his face. So anytime, he's always said, look, you know, you see
it's
one.
It's an Alfred Hitchcock action.
And with all the fishing that I do around ponds like that, you know, I see him and hear him all the time. And I've told my kid, we've been fishing. I said, just, you know, give it a wide berth. Steer clear, because you never know. If one's just having a bad day, it'll come down and start pecking on your head.
Really?
Yep.
I did not. See, I learn things every day working with you. Some things I don't want to know, you know, and some things that I'm kind of, you know, kind of questioning about you, but I learned nonetheless, so I appreciate that knowledge. We just heard from Chris Bryant and Rick Camp's update, and he was talking about the team getting back on track. He's not worried about it. Dan Bernstein, let me ask you this.
Yes?
Of the last 10 World Series winners, how many do you think made the playoffs the year after winning the title?
Of the last 10?
Of the last 10. So going back to 2008. Nick Szczepkowski's baseball boy.
Okay,
as well,
how many?
So he's probably
how
already
many
got this answer.
The last 10 yeah. made the playoffs.
Okay,
I'm going to say 7.
Okay, 4 teams of the last 10 years have made the playoffs, and none of the last 5, not counting the Cubs, of course, this year.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
Cubs, Royals, Giants, Red Sox, Giants. Now, this Cubs team, of course, we got a lot of baseball to play. We'll figure this thing out. But the Royals didn't make the playoffs the next year. Giants didn't make the playoffs the year after that. Red Sox didn't make the playoffs the year after that. Giants didn't either. The last team to do it was the 2012 Cardinals. Through the first 34 games of this year, of the next year, 17-17 are what the Cubs are right now. But you've got the Royals, who were 16-18 the year before that, the Giants were 17-17, the Red Sox were 17-17, the Giants before that were 20-14, 18-16 for the Giants before that, Yankees 22-12, 18-16, 21-13. So you only got 3 teams who after a World Series, the first 34 games, they came out and were like, yo, we're still the top of the game right now. We're still that team that you should fear. So I don't know what it means. I don't know if it means anything, if it's just a statistical blip, but the last 4 years, the World Series winner has not made the playoffs the next year, and they have records similar to what the Cubs have displayed through the first 34 games of this year.
Now, so that's some solid information, and it's also a little ominous, I think.
We talked about that they would not win the World Series. The odds are against them winning the World Series again this year, because of course.
And I'm laughing because I'm listening to you, and I have one eye on the text screen, and all that's scrolling in are everybody's blackbird attack stories. Everybody say, yeah, oh, you better believe it. I mean, everybody's saying
it's like the same 5 or 6 birds that are just like menacing everyone, right?
Just a handful of really, really bad ones.
See, now I gotta go watch the birds episode of Twilight Zone. Was it an episode or was it a movie?
Well, the Alfred Hitchcock's Birds. Yeah. It's a movie with Tippi Hedren. And
yeah, that's so. It was not an ep, though, of Twilight
Zone. It's a standalone movie.
So there's not like a 15-20 minute episode of Twilight Zone
There could be one that's bird related. There's not one that I remember specifically, okay. But the movie.
I don't remember seeing the movie. I remember seeing like an episode. I could be wrong.
No.
I was probably high as a kid.
Or you maybe saw part of the movie.
No, it's probably just an episode. You know, it was my nap routine where it was I Love Lucy, Little Rascals, The Munsters, and then you had to go to bed.
Okay.
Because it was 1 o'clock and you don't want to walk around tired when we drop you off at your mom's house. So take your damn nap, Jason, right after your good Belizean lunch.
Of?
Rice and beans, plantain, some stewed chicken maybe, sometimes some oxtail, maybe a little little kingfish, a little red snapper every once in a while. You know, mix it up for you. Nice and healthy. Just get your fat just enough. You know, a little coconut oil every once in a while.
Just fat enough that you look like you're sort of the higher classes that eat well.
Wow, look at that guy sweating coconut oil. They must have money
in
that house.
They must be doing great.
Yeah, no, that wasn't the case at all. That was not the case. But yeah, I thought I remembered an episode, not an entire two-hour full-length feature film.
When we come back, we're going to give away a $50 gift certificate to Pro Flowers. You might be the lucky winner if you keep it here on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Epstein.
How do you judge this team if you don't judge it against last year?
I have very high expectations for this team. I need 1 month, is sort of too small a sample size to have any expectations. That's why the season is 162 games.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows. If there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series. Every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Be caller 6 to The Score's contest line at 312-591-6700 and you will win a $50 gift certificate for Pro Flowers to get amazing deals, beautiful flowers, and the perfect bouquet for Mother's Day starting at only $19.99. Visit proflowers.com.
So we were talking a little bit about the LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball situation last hour. Kyrie Irving just chimed in about an hour ago, and it's more to the effect of allowing Lonzo to have his own voice. He says, I'm sorry, LeVar, you're not going to be in every hotel room that Lonzo is going to be in. You're not going to be everywhere and part of his life as he continues to grow up. You got to let go. He's 19 years old. Don't get me wrong. I don't want it to bypass him being a father, but he's got to let Lonzo be Lonzo for the long haul. And then it goes on to say on CBSSports.com, Irving was speaking from experience as his own father was once ever present as LeVar is with Lonzo. The Cavs guard did say he supports what LeVar has done on the business side of things and how he's opened plenty of doors for his sons, but cautioned him on staying too involved in his son's life and making absurd comments in the press. Quote, we all respect the foundation he's laid. I'm going to speak from the parent perspective first and then as a player. As a father, the foundation he's laid for his children, I couldn't be any more proud of him. I don't listen to the comments. Just as a parent, he's opened up the door for his kids. He was the one that put the ball in their crib. As cliche as that sounds, he was the one that pushed them in that direction to play basketball. And now they're talented and able to have their own AAU team and able to have their own brand and be able to travel on their own merits, not looking towards the big time companies to sponsor their team. I mean, they're controlling it within the family, and I respect that from that aspect. Now, when he starts going off and saying, I could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one, and starts going off and he compared Lonzo to Uber and Taxi, come on. Just relax a little bit. Take a step back and realize the impact that you can make, not for the moment now, but for the future. Lonzo is going to be in the NBA regardless. But at the end of the day, he's still going into another world that you can't control. That's from Kyrie Irving.
It's also his life at that point. And I think there's some, but ultimately that's got to come from Lonzo. Can't come from us.
And those three kids are whatever my dad says goes kind of kids.
LaMelo, LiAngelo would be the other Ball kids.
Yeah, LaMelo had quite the growth spurt over the last month or so, too. Put like 4 or 5 inches on the kid. So, you know, him being too small, people worrying about that. I think LiAngelo is going to be the one that's you know, doesn't get the greatest of the genes as a 6'4 power scorer.
Yeah, I think the issue with it, it's really, when it comes down to it, it's really going to be some basic issues of...
Can he play?
Well, but with, as far as the branding goes, oh, okay. Are you going to make a shoe that is any good? And is there going to be quality control? If you are just trying to farm it out to some unknown Chinese manufacturer and say, hey, make a shoe that looks okay in a prototype, we'll charge whatever we want. But if, like you say, if they start falling apart, you start getting bad word of mouth in the league.
Dunzo.
Over.
Yeah.
Over.
This is why guys wear...
Becomes the Edsel.
This is why guys wear LeBron's and wear Kevin Durant's shoes. And people are like, oh, I would never wear a guy's shoe. Well, guess what? The R&D that Nike has put into those shoes, I mean... Kobe's got a shoe that just came out that dropped a couple of weeks ago, and then I think a new version this morning. It's called the Kobe, the AD, which is, you know, after death, you know, before Christ, after death, the AD NXT. And the technology without having shoestrings, and I'm a little leery of shoes without shoestrings because, you know, you can, the slipping of the top of your foot and that kind of thing. But they put out a shoe for $200 that the technology, because Adidas has been kicking everyone's ass with the Turbo Boost technology and the NMD sneakers that are supposed to be the most comfortable sneakers on the market right now, that Nike had to put not only their research and development into it, but put it on a brand that people are already familiar with. So it's like, here's Kobe's new shoe, but what they're really trying to do is tell you, hey, we're back on our game,
and
this shoe will make you feel better as far as, you know, the wear and tear on your joints.
See, that's where you get multi-directional negotiation going on, because very often you will have the name brand, say Kobe in that instance, where it's the company coming to him and saying, hey, is it okay? You know, you have to say we
you
have
be a part of it a little bit, but
we have this new
launch.
We have this new technology,
right.
And as far as the platform, they've got multiple platforms. They've got to decide that, you know, Kobe could say, I don't want that crap on my shoe. Experiment with somebody else.
Right. And it's also about it's about the player,
right? But then they could say, well, yeah, we're experimenting, but there's a little risk involved here. That if it hits and it works, then your name is on a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of back and forth that goes on with them trying to sell this idea to Kobe. You're like, yeah, you're going to want this. Or you could be on a stinker, too. You could have your name attached.
Catch a brick. Yeah.
I mean, look, we all remember D. Brown and the Reebok pumps, right?
And those shoes weren't for basketball. Those were for strictly
playground.
Wearing. You're like, yeah, you're wearing them. And, you know, there were some nice versions, too. But also, it's become a thing of what kind of player you are, too. Like, if you're a power player, LeBron's shoes feel different and better for you because he's a power player. LeBron has duck feet, and the movement that you get, the elasticity in the shoe isn't the same.
I guess he does. Yeah. His feet sort of splay outward,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Kevin Durant. He did not wear the version before this shoe on the court the beginning of the year. And Nike was like, yo, what's happening here? And he's like, the version before this is way better. I can't play in these. So they had to take it back to the lab with their Flyknit technology.
That's what I'm saying about the hockey players. That these guys are like, hey, we've got a new skate coming out. And they were like, well, that's great. But take what I've got and put the whatever new
mold
shell on it you got to put on it, because I'm not changing what I'm wearing. Because that's those things that you start talking about, you know, you don't want to think about it. You can't be thinking about, you know, what's on your feet.
This is a player with foot troubles, too, you know, and Kevin Durant. He had just come off of his surgery for that.
That's right.
Yeah, this is from 219. Lonzo is a transcending talent.
Yeah.
He is what Steph Curry has been to the NBA the last few years. He's a taller Steph Curry with Rondo passing.
You're talking about one
of the greatest players of all time. Then if that mix is there,
right? No,
I think I think Lonzo is going to be a damn good player. Don't get me wrong. I think he's going to be excellent. But Steph Curry is maybe the greatest shooter we've ever seen, and Rondo's passing, I mean, his vision is legendary. So if he's a mix of those two guys, we're talking about one of the five or six best point guards of all time. You know, we're talking Magic, Isaiah, Jason Kidd, you know, John Stockton type territory, and I'm not ready to go there just as yet. I think he's gonna be awesome though. Don't get me wrong. I think he's gonna be awesome, but I'm not ready to go all time great.
What's his reputation as a worker about whether or not he's gonna actually put in what he needs to put in?
Those three, I mean, from what everybody has said about them. And all the big talk that LeVar does, he makes sure those guys don't cheat the game, you know, in terms of how much work they put in. Because let's face it, this is the other thing too. This isn't Derrick Rose's story. This isn't, you know, we had to make it out story.
Yeah, not overcoming hardship to get rid of.
LeVar Ball lives in a three-level house with a pool in the backyard and a couple of really nice cars. So this is a family who, you know, who enjoyed basketball, and their sons probably came to him and said, I want to play ball, and he probably pushed them to the limit. He played some ball, you know, on a collegiate level at Washington State for a year, JUCO ball, that kind of. Yeah, exactly. He wasn't a great athlete. So this isn't something where it's like you got to get mommy and daddy out of the gutter. So, you know, that they've gone down a road that many haven't with that in mind, where a lot of these kids, you know, your De'Aaron Foxes of the world, there's a lot of kids in this city this weekend at that combine who are trying to make sure that their families don't have to work for a long time. And the Balls aren't that. So, you know, this story is a little bit different than the run-of-the-mill basketball, you know, try-hard story.
This segment is brought to you by Hallmark. Mother's Day Sunday. Celebrate mom with a card as beautiful and inspiring as she is. Find Hallmark signature in the card department wherever Hallmark cards are sold. If you missed Chris Bryant, you won't miss him now because we are going to let you hear it. He was terrific once again today. The affable Cubs star is a regular on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Harry Carey back at Wrigley Field. We're out in the bleachers.
Thursday, in the spirit of Harry Carey, The Score's Spiegel and Parkins Show will broadcast live from the left field bleachers at Wrigley from 9 a.m. to 12:45, leading up to the pregame of Cubs-Reds.
Danny, I can't believe we get to join the short list of people who've had the chance to broadcast from the bleachers.
And I promise to be sober until after the show.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Ryan Pace.
Are you going to make yourself more available this season?
Kind of nice to have one voice, and that's your head coach.
But he doesn't say anything. All he does is grumble.
You guys do seem pretty cool, so maybe I should be on more accessible for you two. Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can't find the key to lowering your ComEd bill? Well, with smart meter-enabled tools and programs, you can take control of your energy use and unlock the savings. You'll understand when you're using too much energy and how to use less. With smart meters, it's easy to access energy savings. It just clicks. That's smarter power made simple. See how to start lowering your bill at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd. Powering lives.
Reinvent your home.
open your eyes to new possibilities and your mind to smarter ways of doing things. You'll find them at the Home Depot, where the next generation of home improvement makes its home. New products, new tools, and new technology that take home improvement into the 21st century. About the only thing we haven't reinvented is helping you do more for less. That's the same as it's always been. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details.